Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Direct your attention to the lesson just read, and especially verse 39. The only sign that will be given is the sign of Jonah. As I came into town the other day from the airport, I noticed on the side of the interstate a big billboard from Steak and Shake. It had a big picture of a juicy hamburger, which was particularly attractive to me because I hadn't eaten through a long day of travel. But I did not ask the driver to pull over to the sign so that I could have a taste. Although I rarely think about it, I know the difference between a sign and the greater reality to which the sign points. Apparently, the scribes and the Pharisees did not know that difference in today's text. It is as if they were condemned to park under the Steak and Shake sign, salivating, but never satisfied, because they had the sign, but not the reality to which the sign pointed. The scribes and Pharisees wanted a sign to believe in, to give them just a little bit of power, of control. But of course, that's not what signs are about. Signs are always intended to point to something other than themselves, a greater reality. In today's text, Jesus uses the sign of Jonah to point to two specific realities. In verse 40, he connects the sign of Jonah with death and resurrection. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And in verse 41, he connects the sign of Jonah with the word of God. At the preaching of Jonah, the men of Nineveh repented. Jesus gave them and us just the sign that we needed. It is a sign of death, of resurrection, of repentance. Of course, that's not what the scribes and the Pharisees wanted. And that's really not the sign that I want either. I want a sign that will show me that I'm in control, that I have some sort of power. I want a sign to be a reality in itself for me. Lest we get stuck in the Pharisee bashing that we're kind of fond of, let me use this text to remind us that we all get stuck in seeking signs sometimes. We do seek signs to be their own reality. So, for example, I can imagine that as this day got closer and closer, there was probably some sign-seeking going on campus. Some of you were probably seeking a sign that you would be among those who would get a call and not be left behind. Some of you may have been seeking a sign that you were going to the place that you really wanted to go to. And some, I suspect, in the depths of your heart, were seeking a sign that the office of the public ministry was really where you belonged, where God wanted you to be. We seek signs, sometimes in unholy ways. We seek signs that God is good, and so we look for God to give us good health, good salary, good house, good car. And when God gives us those things, we say, God is good. Never really realizing that we might be saying, when he doesn't give us those things, is he still good? Seeking signs can be a dangerous thing. We seek signs that God is sovereign, that he's in control. And so we may pray, God, if you're really there, take this particular sin away from me before I begin my service in the office of public ministry. And if seeking signs is not enough, sometimes we may invent our own signs. See my good works? I know that I'm saved because of the good works that I do. See how I fill the pews? I know that I am a successful pastor because I can fulfill the sanctuary. Let me tread on some thin ice for a moment, because even holy signs can be sought in unholy ways. I speak not against the sign of the cross, but against its abuse. So whether it is slung around the neck of the latest salacious rock star, or whether it is made in the neutral corner by the victor as the vanquished lays convulsing on the canvas, or whether it is made by me, not to point myself or someone else to the holy life, death, and resurrection of my Savior, but to point to me, see how pious I am, how many times I can make the sign of the cross in the divine service. I am truly a confessional pastor. It may be sought in an unholy way. An unholy seeking of signs is deadly. A sign that leads to itself is sin. A sign that leads to myself is sin. It will kill me. It will kill me. We are truly an evil and adulterous generation. But God has sent a greater reality. That's Jesus. He is the one who fulfills the sign of Jonah, for he is, Jesus is, the preaching of Jonah. He is the Word of God, and he is the resurrection and the life. He alone, Jesus, does what the signs cannot do, and here is how he does it. He pays the price for our sin, something signs cannot do. Jesus can. He takes my sin into himself on the cross. And that's a mouthful. Perhaps that's why we use signs in the first place, because they express something greater than words or even our minds can understand. God, the holy God, took my sin and your sin into himself on the cross. What Jesus does is more than a sign. He forgives our sin. Signs cannot do that. Jesus can. And that is why I rejoice to announce to you in the name of Jesus that your sin is forgiven. Yes, your sin of unholy seeking after signs and all of your other sin in the name of Jesus and through faith in him is forgiven. You are his holy, blessed children who live in that life. This is resurrection. This is life. And this is how the people of God live. In a greater reality, Jesus died. This is your reality as the people of God. The sign is Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. The greater reality is Jesus was in the heart of the earth for 3 days. He died. This is the reality the people of God live in and day out. My sin killed Jesus. But there's more. The sign is that the fish spat Jonah out on the seashore. The greater reality is Jesus was raised from the heart of the earth. This is the reality the people of God live in also. My sin is forgiven and I am free and alive through faith in Jesus Christ. Day in and day out, this is your reality. The reality is that he is alive. And here's the difference between Jonah and Jesus. Jonah died and remains so. Jesus is alive, and we dare not speak of him so much in the past tense as we often do. Jesus did and Jesus was. As we speak of him in the present tense, Jesus is and Jesus does. He is not an historical figure with little impact on me who lived a long time ago. He is here now alive. This is resurrection, and this is the greater reality that you live in as the people of God. Dear brothers and sisters, You don't need to be parked under the steak and shake sign or the sign of Jonah or any other sign. The sign that points you to Jesus is the greater reality, and through faith in him you have life, salvation, the forgiveness of your sin, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, amen.